This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Russia continues to isolate itself by their actions. They're dangerous, they're provocative, they're irresponsible. This needs to stop.
Fighting for Idaho.
Of all the incredible moments of our trips to Africa, one of the most memorable was being able to bring Michelle and later our little girls to my father's hometown in Kenya.
Fighting for you.
If an illegal immigrant kills an American citizen, we're lucky to get that information out of the police.
You know, what we need to do is to crack down on the employers that hire the illegals. They're the ones that enable them to stay here and take American jobs.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Coming up, we'll have more of our conversation concerning the First Lady's comments, Patriot Ray and Daniel and Marsing, if you want to hang on. Also, the latest on that North Carolina restaurant that has been giving discounts to people that pray. Apparently, they've pulled the plug on that because somebody has decided to sue them. And you really don't need to have Alan L. Morton, attorney at law and retainer, to understand that we live in the gilded age of litigation. Oh, my, oh, my. Joining us now from Fox News Radio, Tanya J. Powers. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here at 580 KIDO, and if I am not mistaken, you spent a little time in Memphis in your past, correct?
Oh, about 20 years.
Well, then I know of you from my friend Ray Steele, who we worked with quite a lot and always spoke very highly of you, so I kind of figured that I would start with this Tennessee thing.
That would be fine.
And having spent some time in Nashville, probably the best part of Tennessee, I say that with respect, as opposed to Memphis. You can disagree if you'd like. I wanted your take on just what the heck is going on in Tennessee, and could that be a microcosm for the nation here?
Well, it is going to be one of those races that people have been watching and will be watching closely today. Senator Lamar Alexander has been in Tennessee politics for 40 years. He is being challenged by a couple of Tea Party-backed candidates. One of them is a state representative, Joe Carr, who's from Memphis. Another is, Memphis radio station owner George Flynn.
Ah, the famous Mr. Flynn.
The famous Mr. Flynn, yeah. Who has quite an interesting background himself. He's not only a radio station owner, but any time an ultrasound is done, he's one of the guys behind all of that. So he's not just, a radio station owner. He's actually a doctor. So an interesting, setup here. If either one of them manages to, win, then they would be one of the first challengers to actually knock off an incumbent U.S. senator. That would be quite interesting for this year's midterm elections, because we've seen a lot of this so far. Thad Cochran with the big challenge from Chris McDaniel in Mississippi. We've also seen it just recently. GOP Senator Pat Roberts in Kansas had, quite the challenge there. So, and of course, Mitch McConnell, he had to hold back a Tea Party challenger as well.
Tanya J. Powers with us, Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO, talking about the Tennessee primary today and what it really means nationally. It's fascinating, though. I think Tennessee would have to be in one of the top five when we're talking the reddest of red states, when we're talking red meat. Certainly, immigration must be a big issue in others. Lamar Alexander, he's a pretty big deal, former governor at one time, ran for president in 96, has a lot of pull there. Could these two other candidates cancel each other and Alexander wins?
That's definitely a possibility, because like you said, he's been in this a long time, not only as a senator, but like you said, he's held other pretty high profile jobs to start with. For some people, this may be a drawback, because they may think, like down in Mississippi, a lot of people said, we don't want Thad Cochran in there anymore because we need some new blood. We don't need people who've been there for a long time. You may have a lot of Tennesseans who think the same way about Lamar Alexander. On the other hand of that, he has been there a long time. He does have some seniority. He does, manage to make things happen for his constituents. So it could go either way there. And you're right, it could, the two, Tea Party kind of candidates could, cancel each other out.
I wonder if it has the same fire and brimstone that Corker versus Harold Ford Jr. had.
No. I remember that race, and I would say that it doesn't. Now, remember, you have to understand that Tennessee is a strange little state, because, for the most part, you've got a red state with a really, really tightly packed Democrat pocket in the Memphis area. So when you look at Tennessee, you know, as a whole like that, the corner should be blue, to be really honest with you, because it is structured a different way. And if you have a lot of the Democrats behind you, as Harold Ford Jr. did in Memphis, you know, that's going to help. His family name also did help him to some extent in the election. But, you know, you got a lot of red to overcome in that state.
Indeed. And thankfully, they have Nash Vegas and, of course, Knoxville and the good parts of Tennessee, Tanya.
You're not a Memphis fan, are you, Kevin?
I'm getting that vibe. The emphasis on Memphis, yes. And Dr. Flynn, again, for people listening at 580KIDO, he's that powerful, as you said, with the ultrasounds. That's why he can fund these things, and he's quite a big deal there once again.
He is, and he does own several radio stations. I mean, he's not one of those, absentee kind of folks, and his political name also has some power in Memphis as well. His son is on the city council there. I mean, you know, so it's not just a guy who owns a radio station who wants to be elected to office. He's got quite a bit going for him, and he's run for other offices as well. So it's not that people don't know. He's got some name recognition to start with. Not as much as Alexander statewide, but he does have some in the Memphis area, definitely.
Tanya, the other big story, we're taking a look at some cases maybe possibly going to the Supreme Court when we're talking about the same-sex issue, marriages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are already starting to see some of these arguments. They're beginning, and they actually go almost halfway across the nation, I mean, with the different states that you have that are going to be either argued already, like yesterday with the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals had arguments yesterday for about 3 hours. There are also going to be some more later this month and even more next month, as a matter of fact. So it does encompass several states between now and the end of the year.
Well, do you miss the South?
There are a lot of things about the South that I absolutely do miss. There's a lot of cool stuff here in New York City. So, you know, I think I get the best of both worlds. I get to do the big city thing here, and then I get to go home from time to time and have really good barbecue.
No Bojangles in New York City.
No, there's not. I did find a Popeyes, though.
Mm.
So things are looking up there.
Tanya J. Powers, thank you, ma'am.
Thanks a lot.
All right, you have a great day. Let's continue on here at 580KIDO.
Change is needed. And women are smarter than men.
There we have it. Patriot Ray at 580KIDO. Thank you for your patience. Good morning.
Great. Thank you. No, neither is smarter than the other. There are just different circumstances. But, Kevin, what has this administration all been about? It's all about division. What
sure.
can we do to divide the people? So here we are. We're in another situation. They're trying to pit men against women. It's either race against race or color against color. It's whatever they can do to divide and conquer. And I'll tell you what, this president, in that respect, is smart. But I don't know if it's he that's smart or if he just got people handling him that's smart. Because
or is she the real power behind the throne there, Patriot Ray?
Change is needed. And women are smarter than men.
You see that women are smarter than men.
And when he allows that, I guess maybe he's the one that's not as smart. I just can't believe that the people, the good people of America, are listening to the crap that's going on with this administration and the lies. I mean, look, Harry Reid at one time was totally against amnesty. Now he's all for it. So why are they all for it? They want the vote because now you've got driver's license and IDs being given out left and right to illegals. So who's to challenge them when they go to the voting polls? I just go and say, hey, here's my ID. I get the vote.
Well, you remember that old song, It's No Fun Being an Illegal Alien. Now I think it's pretty fun.
I think it must be great to be an illegal alien. They're getting all the handouts. They're getting the things that our service people are not. So why is our country so topsy-turvy? You know, Lincoln made the comment, this country would never be destroyed from without. It would come from within. And if you look at any great nation that has been successful for a while, the reason they get destroyed is because those who are in power all of a sudden want more, and they start doing things that destroys the country from within. And someday, and I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime or what, but someday the people are going to turn, and it's going to change, and we're going to be in a civil war because they're driving us to that area. So I don't know, Kevin. You stay fired up, and as good old Darrell says, don't let them grind you down.
God bless. See you Saturday.
You betcha. Thank you.
All right, our great friend Patriot Ray. Daniel in Marsing, thank you for your patience, sir. You're on 580 KIDO.
Yeah, I was going to say that I agree with the other guy, too. Yes, I don't think either one of them can hold the bag on that one, because God created man for or woman for man. He did not create man for woman. And that's in the scriptures. And as far as smart is, if you wouldn't apply yourself, you become as smart as you want. And so a woman can become smarter than a man, or a man can become smarter than a woman if they're willing to apply themselves. So, you know.
I know, but so you know, when you see a couple, there's usually a smart one and there's usually a dummy.
Yeah, that's in any marriage.
No comment on that. Daniel.
I won't go. And there's another question I wanted to ask.
Hold on. Are you going to say which one are you, Kevin Miller? Go ahead.
Well, I know you're Kevin.
Yeah, no. Go ahead, please.
There was another one I was wanted to say something about, because I know that homosexuality and that has become a strong issue. But, you know, our Constitution does, in a way, say something about it. Article 6, Section 2, was used many times by Chief Justice Blackmun to go back to the Articles of Confederation, the Mayflower Compact, the Northwest Ordinance, and believe it or not, even the Scriptures. So if it was mentioned before in law, then it was still law at the adoption of the Constitution. And that is the strongest point to our... to our rights. The Ten Amendments told the government what it could and couldn't do. But our rights go through Article 6, Section 2, or as it says in the preamble, they are given to us by God.
Daniel, great thoughts. Thank you. All right, we appreciate it. Daniel and Marsing. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll be talking about this all morning long.
Change is needed. And women are smarter than men.
Now, here's another one. Does any man have enough guts to say, I disagree with the First Lady? I disagree with the First Lady? Look, in any relationship, as somebody explained to me a long time ago, there has to be one quarterback. You don't have two quarterbacks in football, and you don't have two quarterbacks when it comes to a couple. You know, one is the decider, one is the doer, right? Have we, come to a point where men have just abdicated everything? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. To me, I find this very insulting. I find it divisive, and I don't believe that it's true. I think if you apply yourself, as Daniel and Patriot Ray said, you can be as smart as anyone. However, the idea that women are smarter than men, and here, this is just another example of the gender double standard that we have in our country today. It's okay for women to insult men, but when men fire back, they're mean, they're nasty, they're insensitive, right? A little bit more on that as we roll along. I dare you to try and talk about this at work. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, we'll talk about this restaurant in North Carolina. Would you go to a restaurant? Would you go to a restaurant that offered a 15% discount on the food there if it were if you prayed publicly? To the Boise rabble rouser, hey, Kevin, men have pretty much screwed up the world with wars, domination of one tribe or a nation over another, wars, more wars, and then another war. Women live in emotions, and that is what is leading to the world to a newer, kinder sense of understanding, compassion, and sensitivity. Women are more powerful than ever and are teaching the message of woman and peace to their children. As time marches on, more men are converting to women worship. 20 years from now, most men will finally acknowledge their wayward ways and honor women as the saviors of our much kinder, loving civilization. Mrs. Rouser. Wow. If you're just tuning in here at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning, we're getting a response to this.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Ouch. I don't think anybody has enough guts to stand up for men. Probably even Kevin Miller. All right, we go to Alma the anti-fracker at 580 KIDO. All right, Alma, who's smarter, men or women?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. And, of course, if I answered the way that I would be inclined to answer it, I would be labeled as biased. Just so I don't know that it's so much a question of smarter, Kevin, as it is that women are just more focused on family and children. And I think because of that, we tend to, you know, women tend to be the ones that go out there and move and shake the world in our ways, while men move and shake the world in terms of being the breadwinner and, you know, bringing home the bacon and, you know, that, pardon me, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think we each have our place, honestly. And
what are you running for
that's
office?
Where I stand.
You're running for office there? I know you didn't want to yap about that, so let's get to it. What's going on? You said danger, warning.
Yes, and I just found out 2 days ago that in the New Plymouth, just outside of New Plymouth, basically at the corner of Blaine and Idaho, for those folks who know the New Plymouth area, there is proposed, they've proposed to put a dehydration, compression, drying, refrigeration station, which is basically a fancy word for a mini refinery, along with an even more troubling, I would say, a rail spur, a brand new rail spur, where they're going to be shipping this highly flammable, highly explosive condensate. So the city of New Plymouth is going to have bomb trains running through it, less than a mile, 9/10 of a mile to be exact, from the high school.
Now, how do you know about this?
I got an SOS call.
Now,
over
wait
the
a minute. So, wait a minute. At 580 KIDO, so you're saying bombs are coming to New Plymouth?
Bomb trains are proposed for New Plymouth, and that is a fact.
And what's your source?
My source is the lady whose house is less than 100 feet from where they want to put the rail spur.
So they called and said, hey, the bomb train's coming through, lady whose house is near the railroad tracks?
Yes.
They did?
The lady that they're, you know, that they came and knocked on the door, because the county of Payette requires that they have to give notice to neighbors within 300 feet. So they came and knocked on her door. That's how she found out what's being proposed.
Right.
And the actual application got submitted to the county, I think, yesterday or the day before.
So I wonder when that's going to go public.
Well, they will, the county of Payette will actually have to put up a notice and advertise this, you know, the application, and there will be a public hearing, but
so,
you know,
they have to get approval before they bring in the bombs.
Well, they, you know, the problem is if you've been looking at, you know, if you look at the train accidents across the country, not just our country, Canada as well, you know, a lot of these trains, they're not labeling what's in there correctly, and they're much more explosive and deadly than the rail companies are being made aware of, because the oil and gas companies aren't telling them what's actually going in those tankers.
So again, this is going to be happening when?
The public hearing, we do not have a date for it yet, but what I would say, Kevin, anybody out in the New Plymouth area, anybody in Payette County for that matter, I have a booth at the Payette County Fair, which is going on right now.
Now, wait a minute. How do we know this isn't a shameless plug for Alma and her asparagus?
Well, then I would have asparagus at my booth, which I do not.
What do you have at your booth?
I have maps where they're going to put, where they're proposing to put this thing. I have all kinds of information, and I am fully prepared.
Let this go for the record that wasn't me. Now, I don't know if that was the bomb train. I don't know if that was the frackers. I don't know if that was the NSA. I don't know. But somebody got Alma. Somebody got Alma. Alma. Alma! Big Brother's listening, folks. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
News Hannity, weekdays at 3.
Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO,
anything you
Idaho's
can do,
first
I can do
radio
better.
Station.
I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
There we have it, the Battle of the Sexes. Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
We are asking that question on my Facebook page and here throughout the morning. Other topics coming up, we're going to have the latest on Afghanistan. Steve Taylor will be joining us here at 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Getting back to the eternal question, who is smarter, the men or the women? And that would have to be, that would have to be up to the International Playboy. Pat from Middleton, who has sent us an email. Kevin, Alma is proof men are smarter than women. Kevin, if she was really smart, she'd know that there has been tons of hazardous materials worse than liquefied natural gas being shipped by all forms of transportation through our streets and neighborhoods. Rail is the safer way. There's a pipeline pumping tons of natural gas and gasoline by my place all the time. Has been for nearly 50 years. Well, look, you don't need to be telling Al-Qaeda this. I'm not scared. They mentioned this in their news reports on Channel 7, I think. What an alarmist, Pat in Middleton. All right, so no Steve Taylor today, which means it's more time for you. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and it seems to be that North Carolina is the theme of the program today. Coming up, we will talk about this restaurant. I think it's kind of cool that if you pray openly and publicly, you get a 15% discount. Now, you're saving money, and you're on your way to eternal salvation. The border battle continues, and there are not a lot of congressmen like my new favorite congressman, and that is Congressman Steve King of Iowa. Steve King defends America. Steve King is an adamant champion of border security. And Steve King now has been targeted by people that have come into this country illegally and have attacked him. And by the way, if you go to 580KIDO.com on Facebook, if you go to KIDO AM Boise on Facebook or even my Facebook, you'll see this video. And you have two dreamers confronting Steve King on why they're not legal. And it's interesting, one guy who admitted that he's in the country illegally, remember, he's admitting that he's in the country illegally. Admits it. Admits that he's here illegally, is mad because he can't serve in the military. And then there's a conversation about someone, God rest his soul, who died in the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War, and was an illegal. He lied about his citizenship. But it gives you an insight into the pro-illegal forces here. Let's take a listen.
Sometimes I'm in the room with only Harvard lawyers, and I look at them and I think,
I wanted to serve my country. After 9/11, as an American that I enlisted, even though I came from when I was 5 years old, as an American, I tried to enlist in the military. They rejected me because the law says
you have to be an American or a green card to join the military.
Here's the skinny on this. Let's face it and say this to all the people that are in the pockets of the chambers of commerce across the country. Here's the skinny on this, friends. Americans, only Americans, can serve in the American military, right? And is it really your country if you're not legally an American? But never mind standards. It's kind of like this. You know, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, and I are going back and forth. Maybe I should, I wonder how the lawyers would like it if myself, Tom Munns, Patriot Ray, Tea Party Bob decided to practice law. Well, you have to be accredited. You have to pass the bar. Who says? Who says? If there are no standards for the illegals, why should there be standards for lawyers? Who needs logic?
Is that we're American.
So
we're
why don't
not like
you
want to
abide by our laws?
Because there is no system which we can actually. Congress, you know, has the opportunity.
Are you really an American if you're here illegally? What part of the illegal does not this guy get it? And look at, listen to Congressman King as opposed to the rest of the ne'er-do-wells that pander to these folks. King logically says, well, it's against the law.
That has given me the opportunity to give back to the country.
The president has violated the Constitution. He's eroded the rule of law, and he's brought this about. And there are many people that are suffering because of this. This country should not be a country that's run by one king, Barack Obama, deciding what the laws should be. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, the Congress, not by the president.
We constantly change our laws, though, to be able to... See, if we're talking about many years from now, there's many laws that have...
Many years from now, we're going to change the laws.
The laws are what they are today.
And that's what we're trying to do, and we work
but here's
hard.
I don't want to build a country with people who have disrespect for the law.
We're here. We are like anyone else listening to you.
Then we might have an agreement, but you just told me you're both here in violation of the law.
You're both here in violation of the law. Maybe we should start using this logic when we get pulled over for a speeding ticket. Well, officer, 85, 90 seems good to me. And really, the rules don't apply. You should be happy that I'm here paying the gas tax, right, officer?
We're as children, and our parents brought
us here.
You had
nothing to do with that. It wasn't your fault, right?
My mother actually ran away from violence in Mexico.
And where are your parents now?
My mom is here, and my dad is
illegally in the United States.
She's illegal, too.
And it's, you know how many views it's going to take her to?
It's my phone. I can't.
And so if you don't like the results of our law, then you can try and violate.
I mean, like, this is my representative. I can't video her
representative.
Do you live in the district? Yeah, that's 9B in Larchwood, Iowa.
No, I don't like that. I'm not representing what's happening right now. This is what
I mean, it is. If you're telling me I can't video her.
So there we have it. We have the congressional aide getting in the face of somebody. Hey, quit filming this. I think it's very thought-provoking. I think it really exemplifies the struggle where you have these children who have been lied to, who have been given false hope. And this is what happens when we have the Republican Party that does not stand on principle. And just take the stance. The next time you talk to an elected official, what are they going to say? Well, you know, we need reform. No, we don't. Again, I think Congressman Steve King is great. He's not pandering. He's sticking up for America. We need more of those folks. Again, that's on my Facebook and at the 580KIDO Facebook. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about that restaurant in North Carolina, but how about this one? You think we've become wacky and zany by being so politically correct? Here's a gentleman in Utah. Now, we're not talking Massachusetts. We're not talking California. We're talking Utah. We're talking Utah. A man who was fired from language school over a homophobe blog post. Apparently, the boss thought it made the Utah school sound like it promotes homosexuality. Now, a homophone, remember, is a word that sounds the same but is spelled differently. You know, there and there, if you will. But here you have it. Think about how crazy this is. A man claims he was fired from the English Learning Center where he worked because his boss thought about a blog post about homophobes would associate the school with homosexuality. Now remember, homophobes are words that sound the same but have different meanings and offer different spellings, like through and through or which and which. So this guy writes a blog about homophones, and what happens? Apparently, his boss doesn't like it. He gets the boot. This is according to the Salt Lake Tribune. Tom Torgensen claims that after he posted about homophobes, he was let go for creating the perception that the school promoted a homosexual agenda. His boss called him into his office, and after the post was published, and told him he was fired. Wow. And this is a language school. you know, synonyms, antonyms, and everything else. Oh, what is that? What's that, Sweet William? Oh, this proves that women now are smarter than men? I see. But how ridiculous.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
But again, to fire somebody because they're talking grammar? Crazy stuff. It shows you just how sensitive people are on both sides of the aisle. Progressives and conservatives, libs, Republicans, whatever. I mean, how ridiculous. Somebody should explain to this headmaster that a homophone has nothing to do with homophobia, with homosexuality, or promoting one lifestyle at the expense of another. It's an essential tool in grammar. Somebody's got a big egg on their face, right? 748 580-KIDO. I'm sure the ACLU will be after him. Time for traffic.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
K. Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Coming up, whether or not you want to get a prayer discount at a local Idaho resident.
Change
restaurant.
Is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Back to the phones we go. We go to Rocky in Nampa at 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. KM in the AM has done it again. Listen, you and me and a few others, I guess, are the only real men left because you say what you want to say and you say it in truth. And for women being smarter than men, I'd like to see when's the last great invention a woman has done. We have Boeing, we have Microsoft, all run by men, and the aircraft and telephone by men. All this is done by men. Men are thinkers, and that's the way it is. Why don't women try to be women, and then men will be men? It's ridiculous to think that. Again, you have the administration trying to divide parts of this country, and I'm fed up with it. And I know you are.
Well, and again, for people just tuning in, just hear her contempt as she says this.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Yeah, it's the way she says it. It's smarter. Like, wow, here we are. Well, I'll tell you what, since the 1960s, Kevin, there's been a concerted effort to force women into traditional men's jobs. And look at our country now, where chaos is all over the place. Kids are killing each other. It's a mess. And it's because God made women for a single purpose and men for a single purpose. And they weren't to be intermixed. And that's what's happened. And ever since the 60s, the effort is to force women into men's roles. Force them, like police department, like firemen, and all that, and engineers and stuff like that. We got bridges collapsing. We got nothing's working right. It's because people have decided they don't want God in the life, and they want to do it on their own. We want to elevate women above men.
Well, they do it at the expense of men. Rocky, thank you for the call. 580-KIDO, quickly to traffic, then more calls. Good, quickly to Nita in Eagle at 580-KIDO. Hello, Nita.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening to the broadcast about why illegal immigrants cannot serve in the military. And certainly there is the law, but then one would have to say, well, why did they make it the law? And I would offer that when you are not a natural, when you are not born into a country, your affiliation may still remain with your original country. And if you become an American citizen and then serve in the military or serve as the president, then you may attack from within so that you actually take vengeance against America from within. Does that make sense?
It does, Nita. I got to run. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, more calls coming up. Kevin Miller, stay tuned.